Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design. In this show, we're going to discuss how to implement ASM and Oracle's Data Guard. I've been in the industry for an excess of 18 years. I have taught both nationally and internationally, and I've taught with companies and worked with companies all over the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. Well, in this radio show, we're going to discuss ASM as it pertains to DataGuard. Before I even get in down that path very far, I want to do a recap on what ASM is. ASM is Oracle's Automatic Storage Management. It is a utility that was introduced back in version 10 of the Oracle database. So if you're just on version 10, you're slightly familiar with it, but they've really modified it in version 11. If you're not currently familiar with ASM, I would highly recommend that you become very familiar with ASM, because that is Oracle's wave of the future. That is how they're going to store all of their data and all of their databases going forward. ASM, in a nutshell, is a hybrid between file system storage and raw device storage. What ASM is its own separate instance residing on a database server that will control the mounting and unmounting of disk groups. Okay. ASM is what Oracle uses in today's environments for all of their performance testing. So when you hear Oracle just had this wonderful performance test, well, that is because they're on a ASM instance. And ASM is very, very good for performance. The way that ASM operates is we bring up an ASM instance and we will have disk groups. Best practices is to configure two disk groups. One disk group is for data and the other disk group is for flash recovery area or fast recovery area, however you want to refer to it. Each individual disk group is made up of actual physical disks. When we talk about these are physical disks that reside on the operating system. There are three types of disk groups that we can create. We can create a disk group which is called external redundancy, which means the operating system is handling the striping. We can create a disk group that is defined as normal redundancy, which means Oracle is handling the striping and we need a minimum of two disks per disk group. Or we can create a high redundant disk group, which means Oracle is handling the striping as well, but we must have three disks per disk group. So let's talk about the overall scalability of ASM. ASM is comprised of disk groups. Disk group is comprised of a physical disk. Each individual disk group can have up to 10,000 physical disks. Each individual disk can be up to 4 petabytes in size. So the overall scalability of a disk group within an Oracle environment is 4 petabytes times 10,000. By the way, an ASM instance can have up to 63 disk groups. You can only have one ASM instance per node. So if we look at the overall scalability, an ASM instance is limited in size by 4 petabyte disks times 10,000 times 63. I don't even know what that number equals, but it's a pretty high number. So effectively, you're not going to run out of space with an ASM instance. So in a nutshell, that's what ASM is. It is Oracle's new way of storing data going forward. Traditionally, we will store data in a file system. Going forward in versions 11G and above, we're probably going to store data in ASM environment. Now, how does ASM operate or work with DataGuard? Well, it's a DataGuard database, which is just any other database. Its storage characteristics can be whatever the storage characteristics can be. It doesn't matter. The big thing that you need to know or need to understand by implementing ASM in DataGuard is if your primary database is file system storage, your DataGuard database does not have to be file system storage. Your DataGuard database could be ASM storage. Or if your primary database, is ASM storage, your DataGuard database can be file system storage. Again, you can commingle them. It does not matter. Oracle is smart enough to know to apply the data to the specific table space. How you store the data behind the scenes is independent of how Oracle applies it at the database level. This is all applied through a redo transport or a SQL apply process. So if you're storing the data at an ASM level on one database and a file system level on another database, Oracle does not care. I have specifically worked with clients that have operated this configuration and it works fine for them. Personally, I would suggest or I would recommend that you would have the same storage characteristics. So if you've got an ASM system on one environment, you should have an ASM system on another. I mean, that's just my own personal preference. But there is no requirement for that. So when you implement ASM, the one thing that you have to know, let's say that you're going to implement DataGuard in ASM, you must have an ASM instance on that physical standby server. Because what happens with an ASM, it is responsible for mounting and dismounting the disk groups within that ASM instance. So in the overall architecture stack within the Oracle environment, when the node comes up, it's first going to bring up the ASM instance, it's then going to bring up the listener, it's then going to bring up the database. This will be true if it is a primary database server or a secondary or a physical standby database server. That ASM instance, under all circumstances, has to come up before the database does. Because the whole point of the ASM instance is to mount the disk groups. The disk groups will be what contains your table spaces. Your table spaces are going to contain your tables and your indexes and views. So if the ASM instance is not up and running, then you bring up your physical standby database. At that point in time, the physical standby database is not going to be able to come up because it cannot find any of the data files, because the data files are associated to your ASM instance. If you're using Oracle 11G R2, the installation of ASM is a little bit different. In Oracle 11G R2, you have to lay down the Oracle ASM libraries as well as the Oracle ASM support. You have to lay down the Oracle grid infrastructure first. You have to create your ASM instance, and then you can create or install your Oracle database software and create your Oracle database. The way that you make these disks presentable to an ASM instance is that you initialize the disk, but you do not format them. You do not place a volume group on them. You do not partition them. You are basically just presenting a raw disk to your ASM instance. So you initialize the disk, you make them readable by ASM, and then you can create your ASM disk groups. Again, the best practices are to have two disk groups, one for data and one for FRA. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box found below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.